Right, I'm at the Landmine Summit in Cartagena with a young lady called Song, who has been one of the keynote addressers every time I have been to one of the summits on the Ottawa Landmines Treaty. So, Song, I'm very pleased that you've come to have a talk with us. And can you tell me and tell the audience who you are, where you're from, and what happened to you, and how you managed to get into being such a figurehead of the Landmines Convention?
Yes. My name is Song Kosal. I come from Cambodia. In fact, I was born in Battambang province, but it's not in the town. It's in a rural area. And then when I was 5 years old, I went to the rice field with my mom to collect firewood. While I tried to push the firewood, I stepped on a landmine. And then my mom took me to the hospital. After that, I came back home. I feel very sigh and disappointed and sad to myself, because when I saw other children, they can play, run, and do anything with the two legs, and then they are very happy. But when I saw myself, I have only one leg. I feel sad to myself. And then after that, in 1994, Health One organization went to my village. They tried to find disabled people to provide prosthetic legs. So I decided to go with them because I want to have two legs like other children too, that I can walk, I can do anything. But unfortunately, at the center, they make me a very nice leg. But I could not use it because my real leg is so short and it made me painful when I use it. So I decided to use my crutch. And also in 1995, I started to join with the campaign to ban landmine in Cambodia and try to ask Cambodian people to join with the campaign and sign on the paper, and then we send to other countries who are affected by landmine and ask them to ban landmine. And then after that, they invite me to Vienna to speak at the UN. And then at the time, I was so small, so I myself joined with the campaign and I want to ask all the people, all the government to ban landmine. But when I got up on the stage, I saw all those men sitting there in jute and have big. So I forgot what I wanted to say.
How old were you, Song?
When I was 11, around 11 years
very
old.
Very young, yes.
Yes, but so the campaign was failed in 1995 and in 1996. But I did not give up, because at the time I am not travel alone. I have Mr. Tom Chanaret also joined the meeting too, and some other survivors who lost their arms and legs by landmine too. So it's made me hope. I did not give up, so I tried to continue to do the campaign until 1997. We have a treaty in Ottawa, and 122 countries decided to ban landmine. So it gave me a big hope. So I still continue the campaign, and then in 1998, I cannot say I, because not me alone that do the campaign. We started a new campaign called Kids Jutes Against War. And then my campaign said no more landmine, no more war, and no more landmine victim. And then I have 5 points that I would like to ask all people to join with me, especially young people, even though they cannot promise in all 5 points, but they